It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, a new study on some ancient footprints on a Greek island is shaking up the timeline of human evolution. We'll get the details with Gemma Tarlak from Discover Magazine. First, state lawmakers held a public hearing Thursday in Ladysmith on a new mining bill that would get rid of the state's effective moratorium on sulfide mines. The legislation is creating a political fight between environmental groups and business interests. Rich Kramer is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. He's been covering the mining bill. He joins us from our Eau Claire studio. Rich, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Give us the basics on this legislation. How would it change existing law regarding sulfide mining?
Well, in its most basic form, Wisconsin for the last 20 years has had some people call it a moratorium, some people call it a permit requirement, but for the last 20 years, if you wanted to open a mine to look for gold, you know, non-ferrous metals, anything like gold, zinc, copper, cadmium, etc., you would have to provide examples, one or two examples of a mine that looked for minerals in a sulfide-bearing ore, or sulfide mining to be short, but you'd have to provide examples of another sulfide mine that went for 10 years, operated for 10 years without polluting the environment, and was closed for 10 years without polluting the environment. You had to give those examples before you could even apply to mine in Wisconsin. So what the bill that Senator Tom Tiffany, a Republican from Hazelhurst, is introduced, that would basically get rid of that prove it first provision and make some other technical changes.
And as you mentioned, there's a question over whether we call what we have a moratorium, but it, however you shake it, it's a pretty big hurdle if you want to open this kind of mine. So this would definitely change the landscape for people considering opening mines. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a big enough hurdle that we haven't had a sulfide mine in Wisconsin since 1998 or 1997. That's when the Flambeau mine officially closed. And there was an attempt up in Crandon in the northeast part of the state to start a sulfide mine there. But when this law, there was huge opposition to it from tribal and non-tribal grassroots folks. And when this bill passed the legislature that created what we now call the mining moratorium law, that basically hit the brakes on any new sulfide mines.
Well, let's look at the arguments. What do environmentalists generally say are the concerns about sulfide mining?
Well, that you're disturbing an ore body that, when exposed, this rock is high in sulfide, so when it is exposed to air and water, it literally breaks down and creates acid. It creates acid mine drainage, which, if you've ever seen a picture or a video of a river or a stream that had turned bright orange and looked dead, that's acid mine drainage. It basically is very harmful to any living things.
And then supporters of this bill, what are they saying about those worries, those concerns?
Well, they say that you know, that's the way mining was done. You know, those images that you see, they say those are from the 70s or the 60s, that we've come a long way with technology. We can do this sulfide mining safely. And bottom line, Tom Tiffany says that this bill, if passed, would open up the doors to a $1 billion industry, because he and some of the geologist folks that testified say that there is a belt of this ore. They call it a green rock, or a belt that is super high in concentrations of things like gold, copper, and other metals that are useful. I mean, that we all use every day in one form or another. So economics, he said that this part of the state is really hurting, and Senator Tiffany and others believe that if they're allowed to open mines in these parts, they can be done safely and revitalize that part of the state.
We're talking to Rich Kramer, WPR reporter based in Eau Claire, about a proposal to change Wisconsin's mining laws to make it easier, in effect, to open different kinds of metal mines around the state, non-iron metal mines in particular. Rich, take us to this hearing now on Thursday. What was the atmosphere like there?
Well, it wasn't as busy. I thought it would be. This was at the Ladysmith High School, and it was held in their auditorium, so there's a lot of seats there. And I was, frankly, expecting it to be jam-packed, because back in the 90s, from what I've been reading, this was such a lightning rod of an issue. But there was maybe 100 people, probably less, total in the in that room. Most of the people that I heard speak were speaking against the mine. The beginning, or the bill, the beginning was set up. You could tell that the first speakers were probably introduced or invited, I should say, by some of the folks on the panel, specifically Tom Tiffany. But so you heard the pro mining argument in the beginning, and then a lot of people speaking against it afterwards. And so one of the pro mining sources was a gentleman who is a an economic geologist, and I'm losing his name right now. Oh, Roger.
There is a
Oops, shoot. I wasn't supposed to play that. You're supposed to play. Roger David Morton. He's an economic geologist. Here's what he had to say about the possibilities of opening up mining in this part of the state.
There is a tremendous potential for the future for developing these greenstone belts in Wisconsin into something which will really contribute what you need, namely employment and cash flow.
And then did Morton and others, the geologists there, say not only could we do this effectively economically, but in a safe way as well?
Yes, yes. They all basically made the argument that they were pointing a lot to the Flambeau mine itself, which operated for about 5 years and didn't have any massive environmental problems, although it was sued for being in violation. The groups that sued it said that it violated the Clean Water Act, and that kind of went back and forth in court. So they say that this can be done, that nobody wants to destroy the environment. You know, they're making the case that even these mining companies have the best interests of the environment and the locals at heart.
And you mentioned that there were critics speaking, mostly critics, it sounds like, speaking at this event. What kind of things did you hear from them?
Well, basically that one of the overarching arguments was that we don't need to get rid of this mining moratorium law. They said that there's, in effect, there's nothing stopping companies from mining so long as they are able to prove that it can be done, you know, with evidence, safely. And their argument is that's why if they point to the Flambeau mine, why can't they use the Flambeau mine as an example? Because there was this discussion about whether or not there's acid mine drainage coming from it. But Al Geddix, he's the executive secretary of the Wisconsin Resources Protection Council, which had played a big role in getting this moratorium law in effect back in the 90s, and also trying to stop the Crandon mine. But he also spoke against the bill.
After 20 years of experience since the passage of the mining moratorium law, the mining industry still cannot demonstrate that sulfide mining can be done without polluting the environment, so they want to abolish the law. This legislation does exactly what they want.
So, Rich, what is next for this bill?
This bill will get a vote with the committee, the Sporting Heritage and Mining Committee. And then it will go to the full assembly and full Senate. But right now, both houses are very busy with the budget. So I can't imagine there's going to be a ton of activity on this anytime soon until Foxconn is dealt with and until the state budget is finished.
As we wrap up, Rich, was anybody making the case that there are mining companies ready and willing and with spots in mind to open up a mine once this thing passes?
Well, Senator Tiffany alluded to hearing from companies and there were some lobbyists there from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and others. But yes, there was some hint that there are companies ready to go if this law gets repealed, and they'll be ready to go.
Rich, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That's Rich Kramer, WPR News reporter based in Eau Claire. He joined us for the latest on a state bill that would eliminate Wisconsin's effective moratorium on sulfide mines for a lot of different kinds of metallic ore.